School districts across the country will be alerting parents this fall how they plan to tackle a long, thorny problem, collecting what can add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars in students' unpaid lunch money. What's a school to do? Here's Wall Street Journal education reporter Tonell Hobbs. Tonell, what do we have here?
Well, basically, a new federal mandate requires school systems to let parents know up front their policies for dealing with students. I mean, for, you know, dealing with students who have unpaid meal balances. And mind you, this comes in an era of so-called lunch shaming, you know, in which students can have their hot lunches tossed and given alternate meals, such as cheese sandwiches, or simply they aren't allowed to get any more food from the cafeteria until they pay up. Well, you know, some districts already have policies in place, while others are just rolling them out this summer. Now, some of the penalties, they can range, but many of them, you know, I noticed that they stipulate, you know, these alternate meals, cheese sandwiches or their peanut butter sandwiches. And in some cases, students will be banned from participating in graduation exercises if they have delinquent accounts. Now, parents, some districts are focusing on parents, too, in this situation. You know, like the unpaid accounts can be turned over to collection agencies. The parents can be taken to court. And the district could involve child protection services if they have parents who are totally unresponsive. The USDA says the policies will, you know, ensure some kind of consistency and transparency, and school districts had until July 1st to have theirs finished up. So we'll see how it goes going into the new school year when this is all implemented.
My eyebrows are still raised over collection agencies and child protection services. Really?
Yes, there's several districts, well, more than several, actually, that have stipulated that in their policies. I notice, I mean, because this so-called lunch shaming, I mean, for decades, students have had to eat cheese sandwiches if they were behind in their bills, but with social media, it's on the radar, and it's widespread, and these, you know, cases of, or, you know, incidents go viral, so it's on everybody's radar, and even states are addressing this issue in bills. In recent years is when I started seeing that they were going after parents, because I've talked to a few superintendents who said, why are we punishing the kids when they might not be able to control the pocketbook?
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal education reporter Tonell Hobbs. Her piece is called Schools Get Serious About Lunch Money. Explain some of the balances, too, because some of these school districts have a lot or big unpaid bills.
Yes, I mean, hundreds of thousands, some of them, like the Yonkers Public Schools in New York, they have an $800,000 meal debt. Los Angeles Unified School District, $629,000. Prince William County Public Schools in Virginia, $300,000. San Diego Unified School District, $143,000. And, you know, there was a study done on 2010-2011 meal balances by the USDA, and it was like 58% of the school systems had meal debt. So it's not uncommon, but some districts, it just depends. I mean, there's some districts that won't let them have a negative balance. So you might show up that day that if you don't have money, you're not eating. So, but it just depends on the district. Some districts will not let the kids go hungry, so they will eat the cost out of their general funds.
Well, I was just going to say, how do they manage year after year? Because I imagine this is not a one-time shot. This stuff may be rolling over year to year, or it just happens every year. How do they manage?
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. They have to dig into their general fund. But you have some school systems, especially smaller ones, that they just can't afford to do that. You know, even big ones, I mean, when you start looking at $800,000, I mean, that could pay for, you know, a lot of school teacher salaries. And the fear that these districts have is that as soon as other parents start seeing that, oh, they don't have to pay, so why should I pay? And the fear is that, well, will everybody stop paying?
Thanks, Tonell. It's Wall Street Journal education reporter Tonell Hobbs.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.